Let's talk about branding yourself as an author. I talked about this on a TikTok live recently, and I got some messages afterwards from a few different people, so I thought it would be worth going into. I believe it's more important to brand yourself as an author than promoting any one particular book. That's because you want to grow your author career over the course of the many books that you'll write over the course of your career instead of just one specific book. A reader might happen to find and read and enjoy one of your books, but they're less likely to follow up and see your other books and want to read them if they don't have a connection with you as an author. Each book you write becomes part of your catalog, but you are your biggest product and your biggest asset. One of the most important things you can do is to brand yourself and let your readers know who you are, or at least a version of you. Promoting yourself as a brand is different for everybody because everybody is different. For myself, I try to lean into authenticity. I never support or promote anything that I don't believe in personally. And I try to make the persona that I present online and in social media as close as I can to how I am in real life. I also established a sort of motto for myself early on in my author career: be kind, be generous, and have empathy. I try to keep that in mind with everything I do publicly. Basically, those are the values that I feel like are most important, and that's what I try to associate myself with in everything that I do. Again, that kind of goes back to the authenticity thing. By doing that, I've been able to attract a community and a following of people who also value those things. And having those specific and defined values at the core of everything that I create on social media and at events and elsewhere helps make my branding more consistent and understandable. That's just me, though. Some people find more success by creating a sort of character around themselves. They make a pen name into a persona and essentially live in that role whenever they're appearing publicly. There are a lot of other valid ways to do it. Think about what's most important to you and how you want your readers to perceive you. What do you want them to think when they see your name show up? After you've identified that, start thinking about how you can best embody and project whatever that thing is. Now, this doesn't mean you have to show your face on camera if you're not comfortable with that, or do any one particular thing. But identify something you can do to help build yourself as a persona and to convey that to your audience. Branding yourself is a key to success, and this is a way you can start doing it.